Sparkly shit versus bullshit. What's going on, guys? Welcome back to another episode of Crack the MLM Code. My name is CJ Flood. I am literally sitting in LAX airport at the moment, just kind of getting ready to head on home. I've been over here for about 10 days, and it's been amazing. But guys, I want to talk to you about something a little bit different that you're probably not quite used to hearing in the same sort of context. I want to talk about sparkly shit versus bullshit when it comes to your marketing in particular. So what I'm talking about is the sparkly shit, the bells and the whistles, the things that make everything shine and pretty and lovely and amazing, and also the bullshit. See, in our industry, there's a hell of a lot of bullshit. A hell of a lot. My God, like, the reason why I got into this industry was because I got sold on the bullshit. So there is actually a hell of a lot of it. But what you got to understand is bullshit is, well, just bullshit. You can't change that fact. You cannot change bullshit into something else. If it is bullshit, it is bullshit. So what we're talking about here is, when it comes to sparkly shit, is the bells and the whistles, the next new thing, the one way to do it all, the thing that you need to unlock, that magic script that will allow you to recruit anybody in 5 seconds flat, you know, the sparkly shit. So you've got to understand that it's completely different, right? So it's completely different. When you go for the bullshit in your business, you may have some success. You may build a business. I have seen people in my own companies, the same company that I'm in, they have, or in other companies even, they have built massive organizations on promises and hopes and dreams and how it can change your life, how this thing can blow it up, how it can do all these crazy things for you. But it's just bullshit because they don't give them what they actually need, which is the goddamn truth. The truth is what they actually need to hear. It's the truth that will give you a business that will last a long time. So when you're talking about bullshit in this industry, it's rampant. Like, it is absolutely fucking rampant through this industry. But it's something that you just can't change. You can't change everyone else's opinions or views on their own organization. No doubt you guys have seen people that have built organizations based on bullshit. You've seen the different ways that people bend the truth. They'll justify it as, or they'll highlight the benefits, they'll say it is. But the thing is bullshit. You cannot change that. You can't. Now, but when it comes to sparkly shit, you'll also see those people. These people are the ones that generally fail. This is the reality. This is the reality. At least with bullshit, you can create success and have success, but ultimately, eventually, it will burn out, it will stop, something will happen, your organization will fall down. But with sparkly shit, what happens is these are the people that work their asses off all the goddamn time, but they never get anywhere. They're the ones that are creating business cards. They're the ones that are doing all these crazy things, you know, looking at the next training to go to, looking at the next thing, you know, it might be a generic MLM training that they have to fly across the country or even internationally for. I have been fucking guilty of this. I have been so guilty of sparkly shit that it is not even funny. And literally, because it's just something that's innately in my nature as somebody who is a very in-depth learner. So you can fall into this like trap. It's almost like a trap. But then what you've got to realize at the same time is why you're doing that. See, and for me, like, I only really started questioning why in recent times. Like, at the start, I remember when I first started my MLM journey, I literally read the compensation plan like 10 times. Literally. My upline used to call me about the compensation plan, about what was required for people to rank up. That's the truth. Because the thing is, I was like, oh, if I can learn this, then maybe I'll be successful. But really, what happens with sparkly shit is you're just avoiding doing the work. You're just avoiding doing the work. That's all it comes down to. It's the one thing that we like to do. See, sparkly shit is, you know, usually gets those that truly do want to be successful. They truly do. But they just aren't sure how to make it happen. And they're scared. And they're the ones that want to see things happen in a big way for lots of really good reasons, but there's just a whole bunch of stuff getting in their way, even though they don't even realize it. Even though they don't even know. See, for me, when I fell into the trap of sparkly shit, I would learn the compensation plan. I would learn all the different ways to invite someone. I would learn all the different ways to close. I would learn everything that I could learn to be able to be, in quotes, successful at my own company, at my own MLM. The shitty side of that is, while I did get some success, I also didn't get great success. And I had to get punched in the face a hell of a lot before I realized I'm just chasing sparkly shit. And it was a tough realization. Now, I'm not saying that you are chasing sparkly shit. I'm saying, likely, if you're here, then you're probably looking for something in some way to do, have a different result. But are you here for sparkly shit? That is the real question. See, for me, I ended up realizing that I was chasing sparkly shit. I went out and started building an organization and building a team, albeit not a massively successful one or a massively large one. It was just ticking away. It was me doing the work. I actually got in there and did the work. But the one thing I realized about doing the work was I didn't want to do it that way. That's how I knew that when I made the shift away from the traditional MLM sense, the shift away from actually doing the work in the traditional MLM way, that I would start to have more success. That's when I realized that if I can get onto this journey, this path that I'm on now, where I'm using online internet marketing based tactics to actually blow up my MLM, then I would ultimately be more fulfilled with that. I could have probably built a organization quicker if I didn't go down this path. That's the reality. Because it has been mapped out. It has been carved out. And there's been people that have gone before me thousands upon thousands upon thousands of times. But there hasn't been people that have gone before me that many times in this space. There hasn't been that many people that have used online and digital marketing strategies to be able to sell MLM. There really hasn't. So I knew that I wasn't chasing sparkly stuff. I was chasing fulfillment. And you can't tell me that that's not the case. You can say, I've had people say all sorts of nasty shit behind my back. Oh, don't trust him. He's not the one that wants to do the work. You know, he's not willing to make the sacrifices. All these sorts of things. He's not willing to go the extra mile. He won't help you be successful. I've had lots of arrows thrown at me because of this decision. Because I decided that I wanted to build an organization that could truly be duplicated and could truly grow without me there. That was not an easy decision for me. It wasn't. It was a difficult decision to make, but I had to look at what was actually going on, and I made a decision for my truth and for my reality and for my own fulfillment. So if your upline's saying to you, oh, you're just chasing sparkly shit, yeah, they might be trying to help you. But ultimately, you've got to come back to what it is that you want to do, how it is that you want to do things. There's no other way to know or to be successful. Only you can decide whether it's sparkly shit. Only you can. And that's the reality of it. Once I realized that I wasn't chasing sparkly shit, I was literally just chasing my own path to do things in a more fulfilling way for me, in a more succinct way with my personality, with my path, I realized something. shit got way easier. I started actually selling people on that path, on that journey, on the system that is there. I started, like, when I'd jump in an Uber, I started recruiting people. I started sharing my business naturally. That's the difference. It was because of that. Because all of a sudden I realized that I wasn't pressuring people into doing it a way that they didn't necessarily want to. I wasn't. I was literally just showing people what it is that I had. And that was it. Nothing else. Nothing more, nothing less. No bullshit. No, you know, you've got to do it this way. Just the reality of what actually was. Which was, here's my company. Here's what we do. This is how we do it. Do you want to come with us? All of a sudden, things got so much easier. So much easier. So guys, why is it that you're doing your business the way that you're doing it currently? Are you building off bullshit? Be honest with yourself. Only you can fucking decide that. Only you can decide that. If you're building off bullshit now, I would encourage you to discover the truth and start sharing the truth. Because that's the only thing that's going to clear your conscience. 100% without a doubt. That the truth is the only thing that will clear that. If you can tell the truth, then you'll actually start to have more success. I know people that have built off bullshit and they have started to have a successful organization and they're starting to get some things really happening. But they realized it was bullshit. They woke up to that fact. And then they were really scared to tell people what was going on. And it wasn't until they did share what was actually happening, until they did get the bullshit out, until they did stop misleading people, that they were actually able to build something that lasted. Yeah, they lost people because initially they built off bullshit, but they didn't realize it was bullshit. And they shared from that place of truth and honest, like, apologies for their organization. And a lot of them stayed. A lot of them stayed. But some don't. And that's the reality of it. But the thing is, you change losing some people for being able to actually have an organization that'll last. So share with truth if that's you. If you're chasing sparkly shit at the moment, stop chasing sparkly shit. Just stop. Be still long enough to actually realize what your own decision is. Be still for long enough to understand that it is your own decision. Then make a move. Then decide what it is that you're going to do. If you're going to build, if you decide like me that you want to build in an online way with digital marketing strategies and use the online tactics, then so be it. Do that. Do that. If you decide that you're going to be a true old school networker and just crank it out and crank it out and crank it out and just do invite after invite and network and network and network, then do that. Some of my best friends in the industry have built organizations off that. They're brilliant at it. It pays them well. Do that if that's you. But just do you. That's the thing with sparkly shit. You don't even realize why you're doing things sometimes. And that's all I implore you to find out. That's all it is. Just find out what it is. Are you doing the bullshit? Are you doing the sparkly shit? And if you're not in either one of those zones, then just keep doing you. The rest will come. If you are in either the bullshit or the sparkly shit, then once you make a conscious decision to either A, change, or B, stay where you are, that conscious decision alone will allow you to tap into something that you have never been exposed to before. That is the truth and the comfort and the ability to share your organization. That's the truth, guys. That's what happened to me. That's where you can start to change things. That's where you can go from a place of being unsure to certain. That's where you can start putting people in the system without even realize what's making them coming That's the truth of it, guys. So I hope you understand this, guys. I hope you can start to wrap your head around this, because this is something that's truly powerful. If you can start to comprehend it, it makes a massive difference in the long run. And it's something that I think you guys should really start to explore. Just explore it, you know what I mean? Like, I'm not saying anyone's right or wrong or anything like that. It's just the reality of exploring it, because if you don't explore it, then you won't know. And that is something that is scary for a lot of people. If you don't know, then you can't change it. All right, guys, thanks for tuning in. Hopefully this one wasn't too noisy in the background, being here at LAX. It's been lots of fun. Some of this stuff that I picked up while I was over here at this event was friggin' amazing. This was an event for my digital marketing company, but I tell you what, there's a hell of a lot of stuff that I'll be sharing into my MLM organization and into Crack the MLM Code. So guys, keep an eye out for some really cool stuff coming. Keep doing you, and just make sure that you're doing you for the right reasons, guys. All right, lots of love. Talk soon, guys. Bye.